RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a lot of things we need to discuss as a leadership group. And, I mean, you got the last game in Highmark Stadium here. That's important to me. It'll be important to our guys, to our staff. Then there's other things that come into consideration, you know. So it won't be easy, but it is important that we have a good weekend.
All right, I'm just having some fun in the chat box with some of you. I don't know if this is actually the question you're asking, because I got in late, but IDL716 says, do we know the hook and ladder references? So the reason it's called a hook and ladder, if this is what you're asking, and maybe not, maybe I'm getting in late on this. It's a hook route. Generally, you run to the sticks, you turn around, it's a hook route, because it's going to be open in the middle of the field or near the hashes, basically. And then when you catch it, you lateral it back, hook and lateral, hook and ladder. The most famous hook and ladder I remember growing up was the Miami Dolphins ran it against the San Diego Chargers in an epic playoff game. Go look at that hook and ladder. I think it was Nat Moore. Oh, man. It was that was like the first, like, oh, my God, what a hook and ladder. I can't believe that play. It was Don Shula coaching, and I think Woodley was the quarterback for Miami at the time. Go check that out. If you that's like the first like real famous hook and ladder I remember. So but anyway, that's why they call it a hook and ladder. A hook is the route, a lateral, a hook and ladder. Bills ran it to perfection twice now. Twice. But I wonder if Tom is referencing this play when he wants to talk about a third down call and what led to that sequence. I'll let him talk. Go ahead, Tom. You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. How's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead. I can hear something beeping in the background as well.
Oh, sorry about that, Sal. I was wondering about that third down where Josh took us out of field goal position. Mm-hmm. I was just wondering if he had thrown that ball, if it would have been intentional grounding. And because I know that he kind of ran outside of the pocket, but then had kind of come back in, and I've been a little confused on those rules. And also, I just wanted to mention that I was happy. I'm actually an usher at the games, and I was happy that Mr. Brightside didn't play, because I like that it's becoming more of a victory song rather than just something that they play every time that they play at the stadium. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Okay. I think only times they've really played it are when they've been up big or about to win, or earlier this year they didn't play it until they did win. The question about Josh, so I believe I'd have to check on this to make sure, to be honest with you, Tom, but I believe the rule would be if he went back into the box, he went into the tackle box and then threw it, it would be considered intentional grounding. But once you're outside the tackle box, if you throw the ball, it's not intentional grounding if you throw the ball away. So hopefully that answers your question. Corey is in Pennsylvania. Hi, Corey. You're on WGR.
Hey, good morning, Sal. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I appreciate Allen. He's my favorite player, all that. But I think he deserves the majority of the blame yesterday. The decision-making, we can say about the receivers and this and that, not having Kincaid, but like you're saying on the second and two where he takes the fumble, it was a fumble in my opinion. He had Halls open in the – he didn't take him. He had Cooks on the one. And if he just sets his feet on the two-point conversion, I think he gets it. So all the faith in Allen, but it's okay to criticize the MVP once in a while. And I think that loss is on him yesterday.
Yeah, it wasn't his best day. I gave him an arrow down, not only for his overall game, but also for the two-point conversion. I mean, that's a play he's got to make, Corey. You're right about that. And you're right. Listen, I mean, nobody's above the criticism or, beyond reproach we can certainly criticize Josh Allen. I think there's a recognition. I know you're not, you're saying this, which is for all the great things he does, there's times where you say, well, he wasn't good enough. And for all the times he's not good enough, he's better than good enough and great many, many other times, exponentially. So I hate doing it. Like, it sounds weird when you do it, but it's just the truth, right? Yesterday was not his best day. I think there's circumstances that lead to that, which are foot bothering him. He's under pressure. He didn't have a great, you know, didn't have great protection, but he's got to make better decisions. And at times yesterday, the decision-making wasn't the best. I don't think it was the best against Cleveland a week ago either. And that's got to be better. And hopefully by first round of the playoffs in 2 weeks, some of these things get cleaned up where Josh feels a little bit more comfortable to make those decisions a little bit better, more efficiently. Let's go to Jim in North Tonawanda. Hi, Jim. You're on WGR.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, Sal? Yesterday, didn't the Bills know they had, what was it? Were they both rookies and they had never played before in a regular season game or whatever?
Who?
The Bills. We had some.
I have no idea what you're asking. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm misunderstanding. Bills rookies. Who rookie?
There were two defensive linemen that I didn't remember playing before.
Oh.
I forget their.
Oh, the defensive linemen. No. They have Fedarian Mathis. He's been in the league a few years. But TJ Sanders has been playing all year as a rookie. Deion Walker's been playing all year as a rookie. Who are you referencing?
Okay. I was thinking of the Mathis. That's the guy that.
Fedarian Mathis was a second round pick just a few years ago who just, can't remember where he went, Miami maybe, and it just didn't work out. And the Bills picked him up several weeks ago and maybe a couple months ago, actually.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Because it seemed like yesterday with him in there and the other guy and what's his name, Shaq Thompson, we're tougher against the run, don't you think?
Yes. I thought he played a good game yesterday. I thought Fedarian Mathis was good yesterday. And the thing is, you know, his effort is always there, and I really like the way he played. Now, I don't know if I can, you know, trust him to be on the field for 17 games or through a playoff run, but I thought he was good yesterday. And the Shaq Thompson point is something we talk about a lot, and it's been made a lot. Shaq Thompson, the minute he was inserted in the lineup, the Bills got better against the run. It's just the way it's been all year. And then yesterday, Terrell Bernard goes out with an injury. So we'll see about that. It's a calf injury. Sean McDermott didn't have anything else to give us on that after the game. So that's a good time to tell you about the Barnes Firm Injury Report, brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? For help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. So the only official injury update we got during the game yesterday was Terrell Bernard, who had left the game, did not return with a calf injury. Shaq Thompson went back to the Mike linebacker spot. Terrell Bernard did start. Shaq Thompson's been the better middle linebacker this year for the Buffalo Bills. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I would also tell you it's good to have Terrell Bernard healthy and available because it gives the Bills options. Matt Milano played really well on the weak side. He had one play where he went out, and I think they were in maybe a dime situation when they put Darnell Savage in there. But Matt Milano's been playing a heck of a three-down linebacker lately. Let's get back to the injury report. Right now, though, Terrell Bernard, you'd love to have him healthy and available for the playoffs, but it still, to me, needs to be Shaq Thompson in the middle, even if that is the case. That being said, Sean McDermott was asked about Matt Prater's availability going forward. The kicker, obviously, he said that he's getting better. Talked to him, you know, through the week, yesterday. I don't know where that stands for next week. You might want to give him another week because maybe, you know, you're playing the game where, okay, do we really want to risk him in a colder, maybe wetter field if it's going to snow or something like that? So that'll be something to interesting to monitor. And then Ed Oliver, just so everybody knows, Sean McDermott said that he had a bit of a setback recently. Now, he also said, though, he doesn't know if that will impact his timeline or doesn't think it will impact his timeline, I guess, coming back. But we don't know what that timeline is. For all we know, maybe Ed Oliver starts his opening, you know, they open his 21-day window this week. And if that were the case, if you think he can play in the playoffs, you might want to do that this week because you don't have to put him back on the roster. You give him a little bit of a ramp up. So we'll see how where all that goes. Let's get to Dan in Lancaster. Hi, Dan. You're on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Enjoyed listening to you on the radio.
Thank you.
I'm a little old school, so I just wanted to talk about the two-point conversion. 99.9% of the time, I always say, kick the extra point, go to overtime. And my wife was surprised. I said, go for it. I was like, the odds of Miami beat New England were probably slim. And with all the injuries we had, I said, just go for it. You win, great. Then you play. If you lose, I still think it's a win for us. Sit the starters next week, or at least most of them. I'd play James Cook a little bit. Let him get the rushing title. He's got to get a few more yards in case Taylor does good next week. And I think the positive, the defense, they're going up against the Super Bowl champs, Eagles. They played really good the second half. And, that's all I wanted to say is a lot of people were talking about the two-point conversion, and it was a bad call. We weren't going to win.
Yeah, I think there's – I'm with you, Dan. I'm generally a kick-it guy. I think that, you know, I think in this day and age, there's many, many times where you should go for two. I hate chasing points. And then later on in the game, if you go for two and you miss, you got to chase points. But in this situation, I agree with you, and I thought it was the right call. And everything you brought up is right, Dan. And I'll also bring up, you had a banged up quarterback. You go to overtime. You got to expose him for another drive or two. And I just don't think that was necessary for the Bills yesterday.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. And hopefully we'll be road warriors this year.
All right. You got it, Dan. Thanks a lot. Bills will be on the road for the playoffs, at least in the first round. I guess the only way they couldn't be in the second round is if they get the five and all the wildcard teams win 5, 6, and 7. Because then 6 would come to 7, 7 would go to 1. But they're going to be on the road for at least 2 rounds, if you win the first round, of course, right? We'll get into all that in a little while. Derek is in Boston, though. Is this Boston, Massachusetts, or Boston, New York, Derek?
Boston, Massachusetts, with all these Pats fans that drive me nuts.
I can imagine, buddy. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
It's terrible. Sal, I love listening to you. Always respect your opinion. My opinion on this game was... I think we needed a kicker. Like, even last week, Bagley, he should have been cut last week. I think Justin Tucker is available. I know he's got some legal issues, but you're talking about one of the best kickers in NFL history just sitting out there. What that would solve our kicking this year and next year, right?
I don't think so. First, he was not that good when everything happened. It was part of a reason why a lot of people thought it was so much easier for the Ravens to even make that decision. He just hasn't been that good, actually, the last couple of years.
I'd still take him over Bagley there, whatever it is. And Prada, I know he's had a pretty good year this year, but I also feel like he's a little bit older. And I don't know. I would think Tucker would be a upgrade on that end. I want to highlight Brandon Cooks. I think, and I'll keep it quick, Brandon Cooks, I think he actually showed us something this past game. And when Kincaid comes back, I think that's going to open up the offense a little bit. And my last thing is, I'm really thinking about going up to this game this week. I know it's probably going to be maybe some backups, but I think I got to take the trip up. And appreciate what you do. Go Bills.
All right, you got it, man. You got it. Well, Brandon Cooks. All right, so the Justin Tucker stuff, I mean, I don't want to get too far into it, but I mean, like, I just think that there's so much that goes on with that and goes along with that, that at this time of year, I don't see it. I wouldn't want to see it on the Bills. It's just, that's a lot that now you're dealing with a lot of stuff that comes along with that and the kind of distraction, I guess you'd say, and the stories and that you got to kind of work through. And look, Matt Prater's been good this year. He hasn't been perfect. He's been good. He is older. I agree. Weather, a little changing. Folks, they're not just these kickers on the street walking around there that are better. We just saw that this week. They did bring in some this week to kick, but Matt Prater's got to be your kicker. To me, he's got to be your kicker. So that's where I stand on that. Brandon Cooks, I agree. Opening up the offense was nice yesterday. Good to see him get loose down the field a little bit. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Football Monday here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Sal Capaccio with you, and we're taking your calls. Good calls today. I appreciate that. So 803-0550, we have open phone lines. We'll take more of your phone calls when we come back. In about an hour from now, we'll do sit up, stand down, and hey, buddy, as well.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.